everyone. My name is Aladdin, and welcome to the fourth episode of Bulb Seed. Not Bold Seed, but Bulb Seed. The Bold Size Story Podcast. That's actually a pretty good name. So, for the fourth episode of the fourth season, which I don't actually know what the name of the season is going to be, I might name it something cool like Colonel Catastrophe, or something with like a bold, I don't know. But the fourth story I have is called The Great Engineer Offensive of 2-4. So, this began with me and about three other engineers. We're on 2-4, okay? There's not much you can really do in 2-4. So we turtle. All five of us are just chilling in this area. Five turrets, five dispensers, five, like, 10 teleporters. We are living the life. I got my wrench. I have my Frontier of Justice. I have my PDA. I am doing great. Until one of the engineers decides to leave. I don't know why he wants to leave, because we're having fun, but he leaves. We never see him again. I don't know where he goes, but he's gone. He doesn't say a word. It's like he got Thanos snapped off the face of the earth. But we do hear a scream. We have a very faint scream, you know. And one person dies in the kill feed. So that's a little concerning. So we don't say a word, okay? We don't say a word. What the fuck was that? You can barely even hear it, but it's like a very faint boom noise. In the distance. We're in the basement. You can hear like a couple of explosions in the distance. Sounds like a war is going on. Because there is a war going on, but all we can hear are the sounds of cannons, rockets, in a bunch of fire and electricity just going all over the place. So the other guys go out to investigate. They don't come back either. So it's just me and one other guy in this basement. We're wondering where the fuck the other guys went. So I decide, hey, I'm gonna go up and investigate, you know? Why not? So I go up the stairs. I go up the Where did everybody go? Was not a soul in sight. There was no one nearby. Not a soul. I looked to my left. Looked to my right. I looked below me. I look above me. No one is here. He is silent. I don't know how, but he is silent. No one's making a peep, so I go downstairs. I look around. Why are the walls so red? They're not supposed to be red. I'm on the blue team. Why are the walls painted red? And then obviously, it comes to me. Everyone on my team is dead. We're the only ones left. They're all dead. I don't know where they went, but where did they go? They're gone. So I go out, I look. Okay, finally, I see a soldier nearby. I see a friendly soldier. I see a friendly soldier. Good. I have a friend. I see him about to rocket jump. Boom! He gets headshot. He doesn't even touch the ground. And he just falls to the ground into the water dead. He lasted a grand total of about 15 seconds. So I see a scout. A scout with the atomizer. He jumps on top of the bridge. Boom! Headshot. Another body in the ocean. I see a pyro coming across through the bridge. Nope, he gets headshot. His body is in the sewer. He gets worse. A heavy goes across the bridge. Not my heavy, but an enemy heavy. He goes across the bridge. Demo Knights are blasting across. They have the goddamn Iolander bouncing across the top of the bridge. My teammates are getting decapitated by the dozen. He is fucking terrifying. They are getting murdered almost instantaneously. The kill feed is getting filled up with no one but my allies. It was fucking terrifying. So when I don't want any part of this, so I go down, I go back into the basement. All that was left is about one turret, which is mine, a sniper, and a medic. What are we going to do? So the sniper and the medic are guarding us. I'm like the last line of defense because I'm the engineer. I'm useful for the most part. And the sniper sees something, okay? He sees something in the distance, like a faint little body running across the intelligence room. So he follows it. He follows what he saw. Boom, he gets backstabbed. All I can see left is his dead corpse fall in a casing of ice. And then the medic goes to investigate, and he gets backstabbed too. The medic's down. I look around, there's a spy, there's a spy. Oh my god, there's a spy. I grab my shotgun, boom, boom, two shots hit the wall. I miss all my shots. I reload. Reload three shots in, boom, boom. Two shots hit the spy. He goes down, but he saps all my stuff. So I have to hit my stuff with a wrench, but it's not quick enough. There's a heavy coming on the left. There's a demon knight on the right. There's like two snipers on the left. Somehow, I don't even know what are they. There's a soldier on the left. He's about to kill us. He has the direct hit. Oh my god, we're going to die. Okay. So I'm here by myself. I'm asking for some help, but no one responds. They're all dead. I am by myself here. I am by myself. Okay. Calm down. I have. Wait, no. No. I reload my ammo, but I don't have ammo. They destroyed my dispenser. I don't have ammo. Oh, shit. Do I have. Do I have the. Do I have the Eureka effect at least? Nope. I swapped off that 2 maps ago. I woke up. Okay, I woke up. The hallways are filled with enemies in blood. The hallways are covered in blood, filled with enemies. I woke up. I see a classic rocket barreling towards my face, directly at me. I have 50 HP. I don't even have time to move. I don't even have time to move. I look up and nothing.